Hello, everybody. Welcome back to KMZA Locker Room Chats. I'm Krennan Prophet here with head coach of the Frankfort Wildcat Boys, Adam Schreiner. Here we head into week number 10. Let's talk about the last two games you've had. Last Friday against Valley Heights, big time win, 51-37. I was there to see it. Anderson, 29 points, 7 threes. Absolutely shot the gym's lights out. Lane Loizo also had 8 points to finish. Rosequist with 6. And then, of course, also there falling with the loss of 51-57 against Axtell there just this week on Monday. So what can you tell me about the big win on last Friday, and then kind of transition over to that loss on Monday?
Yeah, Friday night playing over at Valley Heights. They played well, extremely well. Valley Heights did, and our kids kind of stepped up, kind of got a lead there at the beginning, and then Valley Heights climbed their way back into it. And then, like you said, Wes, they went to a zone and gave Wes some looks, and he's a kid that if he gets some space, he knocks it down. So I was happy for him to knock down some shots and hit those 7 threes. Helped us, obviously, as a team, but also it was good for him to kind of have some space to get some shots off. He don't get that a whole lot.
And then also looking at that game against Axtell on Monday.
Yeah, the Axtell game, I mean, that was a highly competitive game. 51-57, I thought our kids played hard. We probably had a little too many turnovers, which I think is pretty common going against Axtell. They're so long and athletic and play so hard, so too many turnovers in that game, but I was proud of our interior. I thought our post players did really well battling in there, and then we got some people to step up. Ty had 12 points, you know, along with Wes with 10, so if we can get that inside-out scoring, we're a pretty competitive team, and so I thought we competed well, and we just came up a little bit short there in the fourth quarter.
Well, upcoming here, you just have one more game left of the regular season against Lynn on Friday, so you can kind of give me a quick thought on that one, but of course, the game doesn't really contribute anything to sub-state standings, as you've already drawn Onega. You'll have them at home on next Tuesday, so again, a quick thought here against Lynn on Friday, maybe how that can put some momentum, a little bit of juice in here to get a win under your belt before you take on Onega next Tuesday at home for sub-state.
Yeah, we saw Lynn in the TV tournament, and Wes hit basically a last second shot there to give us the lead, so we know it's going to be a competitive game. They're long and athletic, and you know, play zone pretty well and switched up with man, but it'll be good for us to get back on the court, especially after these snow days and stuff. You know, it seems like it's been a while since we got to play and everything like that, so I think the kids will be excited to get back on the court and play, and you know, kind of get that mojo back and feeling good as far as where we're at. And then sub-state starting next week, we know it's going to be a grind, and you know, we like our opportunities to go out and at least compete in whatever chances we get.
Well, we know the weather is supposed to warm up next week, and so here are these Wildcats here with head coach Adam Schreiner of the Frankfort Wildcats. Coach, thank you as always.
Thank you. We appreciate your coverage.
This Frankfort Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Wanklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank Frankfort, Community Healthcare System.